Palm Sunday meaning, past, present, and future hope in Christ. The Palm Sunday meaning goes far beyond palm branches and cries of Hosanna. It marks the day our Savior, meek and majestic, rode into Jerusalem to fulfill prophecy, proclaim his identity, and offer the kind of peace only he can bring. The Palm Sunday meaning runs deeper than many realize. In Pastor Gary Hamrick's message from Luke chapter 19 verses 28 to 44, we see a Savior who is not only celebrated, but also misunderstood, rejected, and ultimately weeping over a lost people. Palm Sunday passed, when the king came riding on a donkey. Jesus entered Jerusalem riding a donkey colt, Luke chapter 19 verse 30, fulfilling Zechariah chapter 9 verse 9. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey. This was no accident. Jesus publicly declared himself the Messiah, fulfilling over 300 Old Testament prophecies. The crowd responded joyfully, waving palm branches, quoting Psalm chapter 118 verse 26, and praising God for the miracles they had witnessed, especially the resurrection of Lazarus, John chapter 12 verses 17 to 18. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. However, as Pastor Gary pointed out, the people misunderstood the true meaning of Palm Sunday. They wanted political peace, deliverance from Rome. Jesus came instead to offer personal peace with God, a peace made possible only through the cross. 5 truths that still matter about Jesus' triumphal entry. 1. God uses people for his kingdom work. God sent the disciples to retrieve the donkey and the owners to release it. He could have created a donkey from nothing, but he chose to work through people. Today, he still calls us to go, give, or do both. 2. Jesus is worthy of worship, even when life disappoints. When Jesus didn't meet the crowd's political expectations, celebration turned to crucifixion. But our worship shouldn't hinge on circumstances. God's plans are always better than ours, even when we don't see them. 3. There will always be critics and skeptics. The Pharisees demanded that Jesus silence the crowd, Luke chapter 19 verse 39. But he replied, "If they keep quiet, the stones will cry out." Don't let critics define your faith. Palm Sunday meaning reminds us that Christ is worthy, even when others reject him. 4. God still weeps over lost souls. Jesus wept, not with a quiet terror, but with wailing and sobbing, over those who rejected him, Luke chapter 19 verses 41 to 44. Do we share that same brokenness for the lost? Spurgeon said, "Winners of souls must first be weepers of souls." 5. Don't miss the time of God's coming to you. Jesus lamented that Jerusalem missed the time of God's visitation. Many still miss him today, not from lack of evidence, but from hardened hearts. Believing is seeing, not the other way around. A glorious future celebration around the throne. Revelation chapter 7 verses 9 to 10 gives us a glimpse of Palm Sunday redeemed. A great multitude stood before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. On that day, no one will reject him. No one will misunderstand. We will join voices from every nation and tribe, crying out, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." Final thoughts on the meaning of Palm Sunday. The crowds missed Jesus, not because he wasn't visible, but because he didn't fit their expectations. Let us not make the same mistake. Jesus still offers peace, but not political peace, not yet. He offers personal peace, purchased by his blood, sealed by his resurrection, and offered freely to all who believe. "He whom the Son sets free is free indeed." John chapter 8 verse 36. "If you had known what would bring you peace." Luke chapter 19 verse 42. Call to action. If this message resonates with you, we invite you to share this post, comment below, or reflect in prayer. Are you ready to receive the King who brings peace not as the world gives, but as only he can? Please leave your comments below on what Palm Sunday means to you.